fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 6th day of March. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting, and the call number is 512-248-8252. I don't know if we got any callers on hold. We had some from the last hour that may or may not be still holding, and my engineer will let me know momentarily here if we have any callers. The world's changing very quickly, and for the most part, not in very good ways. We are witnessing right now the worst crime in recorded human history. That's the consequences of the COVID-19 clot shot that is eventually going to cause millions of people to be dead and are disabled. In my own neighborhood, we've had a nationally known, internationally known rock star, that would be Rusty Young. He died exactly 32 days after getting the clot shot. Another neighbor, who I will not name, a retired healthcare professional, he got the clot shot. Now he's suffering from pneumonia, which is one of the side effects of the COVID clot shot. Another neighbor, who will remain anonymous, shortly after he got the clot shot, the helicopter ambulance picked him up with his heart beating 300 times per minute. Another neighbor, once again, he'll remain anonymous. He got the clot shot. There's been noticeable personality changes in him, and he has uncontrollable shakes in his hands and arms. He cannot control them. Multiple health issues going on. And there'll be more. There'll be more. That's just the nature of what's going on. And unfortunately, that's where we are. Not just in my neighborhood, but worldwide, especially the West. Not so much China or Russia or India. India ended the COVID-19 in one of their states. One of their states has more than 200 million people, by the way. This is a lot of people living in India with ivermectin. Ivermectin just took care of it. No more COVID-19 in that state in India. So the death count continues to rise. And My engineer has not let me know if we have any callers on hold or not. And it looks like we don't. If you've got a question or comment, you can just give us a call at 512-248-8252. It's hard to wrap my brain around what's taking place. I've been aware of various threats for decades. The threat of nuclear war, the threat of other things happening to our country, to our culture, conventional war, consequences of very wrong economic policies, which we're living through that, of course, at the same time. It never occurred to me that there would be a fake plandemic that went along with... looks like I'm trying to see what's going on here. We don't have any calls on hold. The call number is 512-248-8252. It never occurred to me that a fake biological weapon, when I say fake, it was real, but it only killed 0.3% of the people who got it. And according to the German scientists who looked into it, pretty much everybody that died was within 1 year of dying from something anyway, because of their very fragile immune system, their very fragile health, and they were down to the last year of life anyway. How they took that and made it into something that everyone believed was a far worse virus than it was. I'm not going to get into whether it was or was not a virus. Something was killing 0.3% of the people. And they convinced, because of the collusion of the legacy media, they convinced people this was real. They did it quite successfully. The lockdowns, the mask wearing, and eventually the vaccinations. Now, Cliff Hire is not the only person who says that Donald Trump went along with the vaccine as a way to stop the lockdown. Of course, Donald Trump was lied to from people he should have been trustworthy and weren't. If the real plan was a 10-year lockdown, which it very well may have been, President Trump is a bright guy. He realized that would destroy the West, the Western economy, destroy the United States economy, and be responsible for many people dying. If he found out that was the plan, and he also determined that rushing a vaccine to the public would be a way to thwart that plan, that would make sense. Now, within the confines of these vaccine manufacturers, they knew, because they've been working on these vaccines 7 years before they were released, they knew what the consequences would be, that it was planned that these vaccines themselves would murder tens of millions of people. I think they probably were successful in keeping it from Donald Trump's knowledge. That's my belief. The evidence I have now shows me that. And I hope Donald Trump goes public with this being his reality. He did what he did to thwart the definite outcome of a 10-year lockdown. It would have devastated our economy, would not have recovered for decades after that, if ever. Why do I say if ever? Because the communists and Chinese and the Russians would not have done that to themselves, leaving them the ideal opportunity to take over the economy of the world. That was the plan. It's still the plan, by the way. So our caller from New York, he was quite animated and very emotional about this. I understand that. And I can see where people would come to that conclusion, including my friend Dr. Horowitz. Is Donald Trump controlled opposition? No, he's not controlled. If he was controlled opposition, he would have not appointed more than 100 conservative judges to the federal bench. Those men and women will be there for decades into the future, 25, 30 years into the future. Looks like we got a call here. We got Elizabeth in New Hampshire. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Listen, I was wondering if you were aware. I heard it yesterday from Tom Renz. He was saying that there's a bill in Missouri, HB 11 something. Sorry, I can't remember. That was trying to get the to outlaw the putting mRNA shots into animals and food, etc. And apparently, there's four rhinos in Missouri who are voting against it. I was wondering if you knew anything about that, number one. And number two, how did you feel about Robert F. Kennedy announcing his bid for the presidency?
Well, first of all, the House bill in Missouri is to require labeling. That's all.
Is that all?
That's it, which is not a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal, but it's become a big deal among the agricultural lobby, unfortunately. Now, as far as Robert Kennedy, I would love to see Robert Kennedy in this primary against Joe Biden. I don't believe Joe Biden is actually going to run for president. I think they're going to put somebody else in there. It won't be Robert Kennedy because he's a straightforward, righteous person. They don't want him to be president, but he would give to anybody in a Democratic Party a run for their money. And I'm glad to see he filed for it.
Well, at least he would bring up the conversation about the vaxes. I know he's the Children's Health Defense.
Of course he would. Of course he would.
You know, in other words, let's get that out there, if nothing else, you know.
Well, he'll have a national platform as a presidential candidate he would not ever have otherwise.
Precisely, yes. All right, well, listen, so are you not worried about this HB, this labeling bill? I mean, it might not get passed. I mean, that's at least a start.
We're encouraging it to pass. All the political people that I'm aware of, we're encouraging it to pass and have proper labeling of these foods that have that MNRA substance in them.
Okay, all right. Well, any ideas when that's going to come up to vote?
Well, it has to come up soon. The Missouri legislature has less than 2 months before they shut down for the year. So it has to come up soon, or it's not going to happen this year.
So is there much pushback against it?
Like I said, the agricultural lobby is wrongly against it, and I don't know the details, but there's opposition on both sides, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, prayers on that one. Okay, thank you, John.
Okay, opposition support on both sides is what I meant to say. Looks like our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Morning, Fred.
Good morning. I heard you say that this half hour was sponsored by Swiss America.
Well, things have changed, but anything else, Fred?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Swiss America. I wanted to say that I took possession of 150-cent pieces that are 90% silver. They were basically coins that you could use for various purposes. They all have the United States of America legible on these coins. They go back from 1917 up into the 40s. And
right.
The price was great, and I got... the service was great, and you know, I recommend this to anybody that's still out there trying to find it. The price has gone up a little bit, but the idea nowadays is even finding it, and what they call junk silver, which is U.S. currency before 64, is really getting hard to find. So Swiss America,
right. Those
are the boys. So I'm just letting the public know. Thank you.
Okay, Fred, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. The worst crime in recorded human history. How do you wrap your brain around that? Chinese communists murdered more than 50 million of their own people to take control of China. Joe Stalin, our ally, by the way, our ally, Joe Stalin, murdered at least three times more people than the Third Reich murdered. Who was the good guys there? Is there any good guys? I don't think so. You know, so what's happening right now on the 6th day of April 2023 is, in fact, the worst crime in recorded human history. My new webmaster, great guy, brilliant young man. He was making a really good salary with his IT company he was with as an employee. He was coerced into getting the clot shot. to keep his employment, which he did. And then the employment went away because of a change in their corporate structure. He has a great attitude about his life, about his health. I wish him the best. So far, he's enjoying excellent health. And I hope he continues to. I truly hope and pray that he got the placebo and not the real poison. We've concluded that a long time ago, that a lot of these clot shots and boosters, both are just placebos, not the real juice that kills people and disables people. And at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have there item number 7. If you click on it, you'll see all these things listed with numbers. Number 7, a judge ordered Pfizer to release all the known side effects. 9 pages, single-spaced. It's a lot. You heard earlier in the show, you heard mention about AIDS. Well, what does AIDS do? It destroys your immune system. So let's say you're pre-diabetic and you get the clot shot. Then you become diabetic. Let's say you had cancer, you recovered from it. Those cancer cells are still in your body, by the way. Every normal person, whether you're a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or a 80-year-old grandmother, everybody has cancer cells circulating in their body. That's just being a part of being a human being. And the normal, healthy immune system takes care of those cancer cells so they can't cause any harm. You destroy your immune system, you destroy your body's ability to do that. And we have these turbocharged cancers. From the time you're diagnosed until the time you're dead is 1 or 2 or 3 months. That's happening also. There's lots to this, and I understand people being emotional about it. These are very powerful things to get emotional about. Knowing that the powers that be want to murder us, of course you should get emotional about it. I've had my emotions already about my family, my daughter, her husband, the soon-to-be 17-year-old twins, all getting the clot shot and multiple boosters. So far, they're enjoying optimal health. Knock on wood. I hope that continues. I pray that it continues. It needs to, for them to be going with their lives. So what do we do? Well, we ended up the last hour with Dr. Horowitz giving us an excellent prayer. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. Prayer is powerful, and prayer works. I wouldn't rely on prayer alone. There's more we need to do, including prayer. Taking responsibility for our families, personal responsibility, is certainly a big deal. Going back to Cliff High, he's saying that we're going to have chaos. We're going to have anarchy in the streets beginning in a month or two, May or June. I don't know if he's right or not. I hope he's wrong. Attributing it to the economic crisis that is underway right now, it could get really bad. It could. These parallels being drawn between our economy right now and post-World War I Germany, what was called the Weimar Republic. I hope things don't get that bad. We don't need that. Could it get that bad? Of course it could. Will it? I don't know. You're better off, of course, if you're not living in a densely populated urban suburban area. The larger the suburban area, the worse it is. Here's our break. Right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Right, Jerry Morgan on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 6th day of April. My Easter sale is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. The April sale on Liberator rocket heaters is in effect until the 29th. $500 off. Winters over in most parts of the country are close to it, even farther north. The time to get ready for next winter is right now. It will truly give you some peace of mind knowing that that Liberator rock heater is in your home, installed, ready to go to keep you warm, keep you cozy, and save money. That's a really good thing, saving money. So the details are at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We had a caller earlier, I think it was JP, up there in the metro Chicago area, talking about these signals that the vaccinated are giving off. It's a Bluetooth signal. Now, for you new listeners, and if you haven't been aware of this before, you're going to become aware of it right now. There's a free app at my website, Find My Bluetooth, app. And once you've got that installed on your cell phone, you can pick up the MAC address that these vaccinated people are transmitting. The evidence we've got is very clear and convincing that that's in fact going on. We know that for a fact. You know, we're looking right now into definitely proving one way or the other, are dead people also giving off a MAC address? So far, it looks like they are. It's kind of a side issue. It's one of those things that's interesting, but it's not going to change anything once we determine one way or the other. Are the deceased people who got the clot shot giving off a MAC address, transmitting a MAC address? How bizarre is that? Is it true? I don't know. Could it be? It could be. The experiment I did shows me it's possible. The experiment that I asked Deputy Hendricks to do, it gives even more credibility to that, and I haven't had any chance to do follow-up myself with the local former coroner who runs a funeral home. Now, that's definitely a controlled environment. And there's some other cemeteries that I'll be visiting once time allows to see if the recently deceased with the clot shot are still giving off a MAC address. We'll see. It's one of those things that it's an interesting side note, and compared to everything else, kind of a rabbit trail. I'm not going to devote a whole lot of time to it. We've got bottom of the hour break coming up here in about 3 or 4 minutes. Tom Berryhill will join us. One of the a satisfied engine cleaner user has said he's going to call in. I hope he does. If you're a satisfied engine cleaner, it will help other people understand what the benefits have been for you. Help other people to make the decision that they also need an engine cleaner to get their life back. Pain can be debilitating. Arthritis pain will cause you to no longer do the things that you love to do, the things that give you joy. Go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, any number of activities, hunting, fishing, playing golf, riding a bicycle, whatever it is. That you either don't do it all or you cut back dramatically because of the pain. Pain gets to be too much. Sleep is another major issue for the energy cleaner. And as my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. You're not getting good quality sleep, you can't possibly heal. It's simply not going to happen. And we move forward. Life goes on. We had the the governor of Missouri making that statement when he visited Bollinger County yesterday, where all those people died, and I think 80 structures were damaged or destroyed. It's a small county, a small population, really hurtful for that little county. But life does go on. There will be survivors. I hope that all of you will be survivors. I hope that all of you did not get the clot shot, that you did not cave in to coercion from employers or friends or family. I've come across a number of people who were coerced by adult children to get the clot shot, maybe coerced by or convinced by a high school classmate to get the clot shot, whatever the reason. I hope that none of you got it. And if you did, I wish you the best. This world is changing dramatically over the next year, 2 years, 3 years. For example, Israel, as we know it, will no longer exist. It'll still be in Israel with a dramatically reduced population, one of the most heavily vaccinated countries on the planet. And there are two versions of the clot shot there, the real clot juice and the fake stuff. Here's our break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through healthyworldstore.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I know you might be getting tired of me talking about the COVID matter, the COVID clot shots, but we always have new listeners. At my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have a panel for the COVID-19 matter and the COVID clot shots. More than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors who will give you the real information about the true nature of COVID-19 and the COVID clot shot, including articles and videos by Dr. Mike Yadin. Dr. Michael Yadin was a vice president at Pfizer. He was the director of research at Pfizer. And he said in no uncertain terms, unequivocally, that the COVID vaccination was intended and designed and meant to kill people. So just keep that in mind. Also on our website, you'll find products that will help you achieve your goals. We have the Liberator Rocket Heater, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke, on sale right now all month for $500 off. That's a huge savings. It'll more than pay for the pellet hopper. Our stove burns both wood, regular firewood, and wood pellets. We're not aware of any other stove that does it, but ours does. And last but not least, my Easter sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect right now until midnight, Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order at my website or with my order takers, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the one, the only manufacturer of the energy cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir, as always. Well, we got a little taste of the last bit of winter here the last couple of, today and the next couple of days, don't we?
Yeah, it was in the mid-80s the other day, and last night I think it got down to about 35.
That's right. That's right. Two more nights of this, and then I think the warm weather is here permanently until next fall. Anyway, Tom, one of our listeners, he's a energy cleaner user. He promised he'd be calling in today. I hope he does, to let everybody know not only the success that he's had, but also that he was a doubting Thomas himself. You know, it's always good to hear from those kind of folks, isn't it, Tom?
It is. John, when I first learned about it 23 years ago, I didn't believe it either. But the original inventor, Lee Kroc, he said, just do it the way I'm asking you. Make the unit that way using your design talents, and we'll go from there. And it was quite an education, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that original energy cleaner that I got, I gifted it to a friend of mine. His widow is still using it, as best I know. It's almost twice the size and probably over two times the weight, but it does the same thing, doesn't it?
They do. The units that were built 23 years ago are still in use. Still a viable product. As long as they change the batteries at least once a year, battery leakage is what will damage them. And that's
right,
any electronic equipment. You don't want to leave the batteries in for too long. The batteries will eventually leak. So that's the only downside is the battery leakage. And it's really not a big deal if you just keep an eye on them at least once a year, change them. Everything will keep running.
It shouldn't be. I was talking to one of our energy cleaner users yesterday, and he's so proud that he still has the same batteries in there after 7-plus years. And I asked him if he ever had the cover off. No, I haven't, John. I said, well, please, remove the cover, check for leakage of these batteries. All batteries leak. It doesn't matter if they're the dollar store brand or the copper top, the expensive ones. They all eventually leak, don't they, Tom?
They're going to leak, and he may be in for a surprise when he opens that thing up. But even in the event that there's leakage and there's been some damage, every one of those units can be repaired. I've not found one yet that couldn't be repaired back to the first ones made all the way back 23.
Before we get to our caller here, would you give us our disclaimer, please?
Yeah, sure, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay. And Tom, our caller is Sherman in Illinois. Good morning, Sherman. Indiana, excuse me. Sherman in Indiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had an update on the energy cleaner. I had trouble with my thumbs. It turns out I was taking vitamin D drops for 2 years. I quit 2 weeks ago, and the induced osteoarthritis in my thumbs is clearing up. Vitamin D is called a vitamin, but it's actually a hormone. Big Pharma is heavily involved in it. Years of groupthink have hidden the facts. The common test for D is calcipidiol. That's the stored 25D in the fat. That's what's in supplements. The active vitamin D is vitamin 1,25D. That's calcitriol. And that requires a different test. So John often says fluoride is rat poison. Well, there's another rat poison. Purdue University said that Decon changed their rodenticide from anticoagulant to vitamin D in 2018. That folds calcium in the rat bones, killing them by producing kidney stones. And, excuse me, the video to watch on YouTube is the D deficiency lie, vitamin / hormone D interview with Jim Stevenson Jr., published by Health Odyssey. And then I had another point after your comments.
Tom, you got any response to Sherman's comment there?
No, I wasn't aware of all of that, but I'm certainly going to look into it. That's some really good information, and I think everybody should study up on it and learn.
Okay, Sherman, you got a follow-up comment?
So evidently that was overwhelming, the energy cleaner, and so I learned my lesson. My last comment is, for those who support athletics, please add RBN. Otherwise, you're nothing more than an athletic supporter.
A little humor doesn't hurt, Sherman. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We need more humor in our lives, don't we, Tom?
We do, yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have a humor section at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're adding to it two or three times a week. If you want a few little chuckles, that's a great place to get it. Well, Tom, one of our listeners, a longtime user energy cleaner, has promised to call in also this morning. Hopefully, he'll remember to do so. But he's really pleased as could be with the results he and his wife are getting from the energy cleaner. And, of course, we have testimonials at my website by people we know, such as, just a lot of individuals that have gotten good results from energy cleaner, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, John. Yeah, it's amazing some of the feedback that we get. It's just not enough time to
right.
The
most dramatic, of course. Right. The most dramatic, of course, being Steve Whitman, who was recovered quickly from a back injury, and then a few weeks later was shot three times with a .45 caliber pistol, twice in the chest, once in the right hand. And he gives the energy cleaner and myself credit with his having the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe before the fourth and final kill shot would have taken him out. And then his unusually rapid recovery following hospitalization. And a bonus, his wife, who was suffering from lupus, sleeping on the same mattress pad as Steve, went for her semi-annual blood test, and they could not find she'd ever had lupus after sleeping on an energy cleaner signal for a few weeks. An amazing story, isn't it, Tom?
It is. That really is. And it's. I'm sure it's been duplicated with others with lupus. We just don't hear back from them. But yeah, there's a good chance that if you have any types of medical problems, that the energy cleaner can certainly help. It's not a fix-all for everything. It's not a magic switch or a magic pill. You know, John, people have various medical issues and they want to just continue on with the diet. You know, the foods that they've been consuming that are not good, alcohol, tobacco, and so on. And they want to use an energy cleaner and, like flipping a switch, they want to be totally renewed the next morning. And it doesn't work like that. You have to clean up your act.
Hardly.
But it will help a lot. And if you're on any type of supplements, sometimes you can cut back on those. If you're on any pharmaceutical type products, there's a good chance that you can work with your medical provider and maybe cut back on the dosage. It can save some money. It can also save you wear and tear on your body, and that would be a plus across the board.
Absolutely. We are our unofficial cheerleader from Wisconsin, Diane, online. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Can you hear me?
Here you're fine. What's on your mind this morning, my dear?
Well, I'm going to comment on Tom's comment before I do anything. Tom, I thoroughly, strongly recommend and endorse cleaning up the diet. I finally developed acid reflux cough about 3 weeks ago, and I was forced to really seriously look at my diet and realize I was goofing up horribly with my diet. and immediate gratification is not going to happen. It's going to take time. So if I start coughing, it's because I'm still getting rid of the acid reflux cough. The energy cleaner is not going to be a cure-all, like Tom said. It will help, but you've got to clean up your act, and you've got to fly some straight lines. That being said, when I do too much yard work and my back is bothering me halfway through the night, that travel pad will concentrate the energy cleaner in that small area, and it is such a blessed relief for stretching my muscles beyond what they wanted to be stretched. And I love the energy cleaner. So between the dietary corrections and the energy cleaner, I am happy.
All right. All right. Excellent update there, Diane. Excellent. If you haven't heard, Diane, I have a Easter sale on energy cleaners. In fact, right now until midnight Easter Sunday, $25 off energy cleaners and 25% off mattress pads.
That is fantastic, because my brother needs another mattress pad. He's got two beds that he's got to put a mattress pad on. I took care of one of them. He's got to take care of the other one, and it's a California King. Fortunately, it's the same price as the regular King. So
right.
He needs to do that, and I'm going to tell him that when I see him.
Well, good, good. And, thank you. Well, we always appreciate your calls, Diane. Anything else right now?
No, sir. I got to get out of here. I got to go to the sauna.
All right. Well, enjoy the sauna. We appreciate your call.
You and Tom have a great day.
Thank you, Diane. For you new listeners, the energy cleaner is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. Here's what it is. This electronic healing device puts out an electrostatic healing signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. The energy cleaner itself is about the size of a cigar box. It's a black plastic box. It takes 9 Dsm delta, 9 D cell batteries. It does not plug into the wall. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And in one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be attached to one of my mattress pads I offer also. Once you install the batteries and get the mattress pad on your bed, just plug it in and sleep on the mattress pad. That's all there is to it, isn't it, Tom?
It's that simple, John. It's very easy to set up. And once you have everything installed and it's working, and you can take that energy cleaner, slide it under the bed, and all you have to do is sleep on it every night. Maybe check it once in a while to make sure the cord is still plugged in and the lamp is blinking. And I tell people, if the light's blinking, it's working.
That's right. That's right. Well, it could not be simpler, could not be more easy to use. We have an alternative way to use it. That would be the bathtub method. You have a bathtub or a hot tub. Fill the tub up with comfortably warm water. Hot tub, turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. The power cord that comes with the energy cleaner, just attach a metal spoon to that. Fill up the tub with warm water, as I said. And then spend 15 or 20 minutes in there until the water cools down, or keep adding warm water. And your body is literally immersed in that signal, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, John, and it's very simple to do, and that is one of the best ways to use this technology. So the bathtub method, hot tub, whatever you're going to use, that works great. And if you could do that once or twice a week, in addition to sleeping on it every night, I think you'd really start noticing some changes for the better.
That's right. That's right. Changes for the better. Looks like we've got a caller here. It looks like Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, John and Tom. My questions are, first of all, if I have a solar power system, my house is solar powered, and my energy is clean, do I still need this thing? That's one question. The second one, I think you might have answered, is the mattress pad waterproof? Is that the same thing that goes in the tub? I didn't quite catch that.
What goes in the tub is a metal spoon attached to the power cord. That's the mattress pad, of course, is a machine washable mattress pad. In terms of your home, having a clean energy in your home is great on one hand. On the other, I'm not aware of any particular health benefits to improve your health with the clean energy your home has. And Tom's more your expertise. You have any follow-up, sir?
Well, solar power is great to have if you can afford to set that up. It's a really good way to go. Kind of expensive to set it up, although it's become more affordable in the past few years, so that's good. And it'll reduce your electric bill for sure in the long term, especially once the equipment's all paid for. Now, as to the health benefits of solar power, if you are running off of batteries, well, that's DC and that's pretty clean. But most solar panels use switching power supplies, and they're pretty noisy. The only way to really know is to look at the power lines themselves with some proper test equipment and just see what kind of noise and things like that that are on the power lines. It could be some high frequency noise in those switching power.
Hold on, Tom. We got a break to wrap this up after the break.
Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cold, cold ground where the foe many men.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Tom, in these closing minutes, it's springtime, people are getting their gardens ready. Let people know how the Energy Cleaner can help with production of fruits and vegetables, sir.
Yes, that's a great application for this technology. If you have a garden, put in some fence posts, some electric fence posts. They work really good, especially the ones that are plastic with the spike on the end. Drive those in the ground and use that post array to hold up the chicken wire grid. You roll off some chicken wire and support that with those fence posts right over the tops of the plants. You take the energy cleaner cable and clip it onto the chicken wire, and it will radiate that signal right over the tops of those plants and increase their growth and also vegetable production. So it's really good for that. You can do the same type of thing in a greenhouse, or if you have a hydroponic greenhouse, you can also stretch a stainless steel wire through the plant beds and put the signal right into that moist media that the plants are growing in. You can do that by itself or in addition to the chicken wire, and that works quite well if you have a hydroponic setup. So that's a pretty popular way to use the energy cleaner for agricultural uses. Also, if you're getting seedlings started, just have a metal shelf that they're on, or spread out some chicken wire or aluminum foil, anything that's metal that's conductive, and connect onto that and have the plant setting on that, and that will really increase their sprout time. So it's a good way to go.
It is a good way to go. And with times that are ahead of us, people need to look at all the different options there are for being independent and having their own source of food that they've grown themselves. So they know for a fact it's clean, right, Tom?
That's right. And growing your own food, you know everything about it. You know what went into it. And there's a lot of satisfaction from doing that. And if you use the energy cleaner to increase the vegetable production, there's a really good chance that your garden or greenhouse will produce more than you can consume, and you can help those in the community. You can distribute that to your neighbors and friends, or take it to the local farmer's market and sell it. Sell the excess that you have, and I think it'd be well received.
It will be well received, and a little extra income is something a lot of people can make use of, isn't it?
Yes, or in really difficult times, it may be a really good barter item. You could trade that food for other items that you may need.
That's right. That's right. It all fits together, doesn't it?
It does, John. Yes, and it's really something to pay attention to in today's climate.
Tom, thank you. We'll have you back tomorrow. We'll talk about emergency communications.
I'll be ready. Thank you.
Okay. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri, large state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger state of Texas, and Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.